I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City. And you're holding it down wherever you're at. Thank you for tuning in. At work, at home, on the road, you could be under the sea, on the top of a mountain. I don't know where you at, but thank you for listening. You can always tune in on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can listen to the show every minute, every second, every hour. I get started every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Outside of the Audacy app, thank you to people listening on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. People tuned in on Sirius XM channel 158, and everybody tuned in on a smart speaker. Tonight, Thursday night football, we got a barn burner, flamethrower. We had a game tonight that was only the fifth regular season game in NFL history where we did not see a punt. And the Dallas Cowboys walked away with a victory over the Seattle Seahawks. The final score, 41-35. Dak Prescott, 3 touchdowns, 299 yards passing. Tony Pollard ran for a score. CeeDee Lamb had another 100-plus yard game, 116 yards and a touchdown. This game was ridiculous. And Dak Prescott, over his last 6 games, oh yeah, the same Dak Prescott that is just seemingly always criticized. I mean, they gave the guy $40 million a year. Oh my God, Dak Prescott, how much money can you give a dude? 20 touchdowns and 2 interceptions over the last 6 games. This is the Cowboys' 4th straight home game scoring 40 or more points. This is their 14th straight home win for the Cowboys. And now these Dallas Cowboys, as they continue on with the season, they got to take on Philadelphia next. That'll take place on Sunday Night Football, December 10th. They get a leg up on this week, so they get a little bit of a bye, if you want to call it a mini bye, before they take on the Philadelphia Eagles. They got Philadelphia next, Buffalo, Miami, Detroit, and they end the season against Washington. And unfortunately for Seattle tonight, they fall to a record of 6-6. And Geno Smith been dealing with a busted up elbow, arm, and shoulder for the past couple of weeks. You can thank Aaron Donald for the start of that. Geno Smith, 334 yards passing to go along with 3 touchdowns, also an interception. DK Metcalf, for anybody out there playing fantasy, 134 receiving yards. DK Metcalf was the recipient of every Geno Smith touchdown. This was a wild game. At one point in time, it looked like Seattle was going to try to hold on, but Dallas was able to get the victory late, and their defense did the rest of the work. A matter of fact, before we listen and hear from some of the players, Dak Prescott is currently talking to the folks over at Amazon Prime. let's listen to this ridiculous shootout of a game. Let's get things going from the get-go. Okay, Brandon Aubrey got things going with an exciting 30-yard field goal. Dallas took a 3-0 lead in the first quarter. But then DK Metcalf caught a pass from Geno Smith and took it to the house. I want you to take a listen to this play. It's a wild one because this dude is built like a horse. DK Metcalf, 73-yard pass, courtesy of Westwood One.
Smith to throw, has a clean pocket, throws it, it's caught by DK Metcalf on the run at midfield, showing the speed to the 30, Metcalf inside the 20, striding to the 10, and he's gone! 73 yards, leaving Donovan Wilson and Malik Hooker in his dust, and Seattle takes a 6-3 lead.
Yeah, to get the extra point, it's 7-3 Seattle, but then the Dallas Cowboys are able to answer back in the first quarter. Dak Prescott able to connect with C.D. Lamb, and Dallas took a 10-7 lead. This is courtesy of the Cowboys Radio Network.
Under five to play in the first. I formation again for Dallas. Dak under center, followed by Lipke and Pollard. He fakes it to Pollard, steps up, throws back of the end zone. There's C.D. Lamb tumbling, but he gets both feet down. Touchdown, Cowboys, and they retake the lead in the first.
Not only did the Dallas Cowboys take a 10-7 lead in the first quarter, we rolled into the second quarter, and they extended that lead even more. Dallas pushed it to 17-7, led by a Brandon Cooks reception from Dak Prescott. Take a listen to this.
10-7 Dallas, 11:40 left to play in the second. Second and goal from the 7. Throw over the middle. It's Brandon Cooks. He was wide open. Beat Bobby Wagner to the spot, and Dak Prescott found him at the goal line for 6.
Still here in the second quarter. You just heard that score. Dallas led 17-7. The Seattle Seahawks didn't go anywhere. 3 minutes later, they were able to answer. We had a 1-yard rush. Zach Charbonnet punching it in for the Seahawks, inching them just a little closer. Westwood One.
Charbonnet, the single back. The give to Charbonnet. Step to the right. Lowers the pads into the end zone for the touchdown. Zach Charbonnet bowls his way in. His first career touchdown. And it brings Seattle within 4, 17-13.
17-14 was the score after the extra point. The Cowboys were able to make a 31-yard field goal. In the second quarter, Dallas led 20-14. And it looked like the Cowboys were in control heading into the half until this man, Geno Smith, connected with DK Metcalf with 4 seconds left in the first half of the game. Take a listen to this as the Seahawks take the lead.
So Fant in the slot right, Lockett and Smith and Jigba wide right, Metcalf wide left, Geno Smith in the shotgun, goes to the air, throws to the end zone on a slant, DK Metcalf with the touchdown, and the third time is a charm, or is it? There's a flag down again as Seattle ties it up.
Offside. Defense number 90. Penalty's declined. His only play is a touchdown.
And this one will stick. 20-20. We can see a tie in Dallas.
And Jason Myers came through. He kicked the extra point. And so as we went into halftime, Seattle came back. In the second quarter, they started off the quarter down 17-7, but they go into halftime. Seattle led in this game 21-20. We roll into the third quarter. About 5 minutes go by. And then Geno Smith, who decided to throw a couple of touchdown passes, forget a couple, he threw 3 touchdown passes total to DK Metcalf. Geno Smith decided to run this one in himself to extend the lead even more for Seattle. Listen to the Seahawks Radio Network.
We've got DJ Dallas in the backfield on third down and goal at the five with three receivers left side. Four-man rush by the Cowboys. Geno's going to run. He's down to the five. He's in untouched. Wait a minute. A flag is down. Far side. Hold your horses. We've seen a touchdown come off the board already tonight because of a penalty.
And that one stuck. Seattle able to count that touchdown plus the extra point. They lead 28-20. Let's think about this turnaround. The beginning of the second quarter, Dallas led Seattle 17-7. By the time we got to the third quarter, after that Geno Smith rush, Seattle led 28-20. We didn't see another score for about 6 to 7 minutes. Less than 4 minutes left in the game. The Cowboys had the rock. Tony Pollard had it in his hands, and he was able to go ahead and punch it in to pull the score just a little closer. The Cowboys radio network will tell you about it.
Ferguson's the tight end to the right. Three receivers left. Gallup, Lamb, and Cooks. They pitch it to Pollard. Pollard breaks back to the inside, reaches for the end zone, and he's in. Touchdown, Cowboys. Tony Pollard finds pay dirt.
This is crazy. That was the final score, the last score, I should say, of the third quarter. And so moving into the fourth, Seattle led 28-27. And at this point, I feel like I'm watching a boxing match. I feel I'm looking at two dudes stand in the middle of the ring and exchange jabs and power shots for 10 rounds. And so now we move into the fourth quarter. And things continue to get busy, or at least Seattle continues to get busy. Tell me if you've heard this one before. DK Metcalf on the receiving end of a pass from Geno Smith for guess what? You guessed right, a touchdown.
Charbonnet's the single setback with motion coming from the left to the right. Play faked. Here comes the rush off the corner, and Geno throws it back in the end zone. Touchdown, Seahawks. It's DK Metcalf again. That's number three for DK from 3 yards out. And he was running from the right side across the back of the end zone. Bland was chasing him. He didn't have a chance. The Seahawks go on top 34-27. And DK Metcalf is just having a night with his quarterback, Geno Smith.
Yeah, he finished the night with 134 yards receiving, six receptions in those three touchdowns. That was from the Seahawks radio. The Dallas Cowboys, they were able to answer back. They kicked a field goal. Seattle still led 35-30 with less than 5 minutes left in the game. Trailing 35-30, the Dallas Cowboys finally answered back to take the lead. Dak Prescott was able to connect with Jake Ferguson. This gave the Dallas Cowboys the lead, something that they held on to. This is from the Cowboys radio network.
Belt high snap. Prescott with plenty of time. Lops it. End zone. Jake Ferguson. Covered by Jamal Adams, but it doesn't matter. Fergie into the end zone, and Dallas takes the lead in the fourth.
And so the Dallas Cowboys said, now, we need more than just an extra point. Following that Jake Ferguson touchdown pass, they decided to go for two. Brandon Cooks catches that pass, converts the two-point conversion from Dak Prescott, and Dallas takes the lead 38-35 with about 4.5 minutes left in the game. Dallas Cowboys get the ball back. They're able to kick a field goal. And now Seattle gets the rock. They're trying to get down the field. Geno Smith has an opportunity to march down the field and lead a game-winning drive. But unfortunately, it's fourth down. And Geno Smith, he met some guy named Micah Parsons. This is the Cowboys radio network, and this is what it sounded like.
Here's the ball game for Seattle. 41-35 Dallas, 1:11 to play. Fourth down and two from the 50. Three receivers right, all three of their targets to the right. Smith
rushed by Parsons. He couldn't get it away. It was at the foot of DJ Dallas, and the Micah Parsons pressure forces an incomplete pass, and Dallas will hold on to win it at home.
41-35 is the final score. To let you know one more time, you heard him say it, Dallas won at home. This was the 14th straight time they won at home. This was their fourth straight game, home game, scoring 40 or more points. And Dak Prescott, if you take a look at his last six games, 20 touchdowns to go along with only two INTs. If you didn't know, that's a hell of a touchdown to turnover ratio. 41-35, the Dallas Cowboys beat the Seattle Seahawks, and they absolutely annihilated these numbers. Let me tell you again, this was only the fifth regular season game in NFL history where neither team punted. The punter never got off the bench. He never stepped foot on the field. This was all action, all numbers. Geno Smith, 334 yards passing. Dak Prescott, 299 yards passing. Dak, three touchdowns. Geno Smith, three touchdowns. DK Metcalf, three touchdowns, 134 yards. CD Lamb, 116 yards receiving to go along with a touchdown. The Dallas Cowboys improved their record to 9-3. The Dallas Cowboys, it's like NBA Jam, they are on fire. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break because Mike McCarthy is speaking. Pete Carroll has spoken. Dak Prescott, is he finally starting to get the respect that he deserves? He sat down and talked to Amazon. So we're going to hear from all of them. And on the other side of the break, before we get to Dak, let's hear from the receiver. On the other side, we'll hear from C.D. Lamb, who continues to light it up. You can pencil him in for 100 yards, it feels like, every single game. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Seahawks 41-35. We'll hear from C.D. Lamb and more on the other side of the break. We'll get to your calls as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Thursday Night Football is done. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio.
He's on fire.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how's it going? I love listening to your show. I drink a brewski and listen to you every night after work. Helps me unwind.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, if you're a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, go ahead and have yourself a brewski. Don't do it while you're driving, though. I'm not encouraging that at all. The Dallas Cowboys did beat Seattle tonight 41-35. 14 straight home victories. We're going to talk about Dak and whether or not he gets the respect that he deserves. I think it might be due time for people to pay a little bit more attention to what he's able to do. Tonight, Dak Prescott goes out there and he throws three touchdowns. Past six games, 20 touchdowns. To only go along with two interceptions. He's lighting it up. But for every great wide receiver, or excuse me, for every great quarterback, they need a great wideout. And C.D. Lamb has finally, just over the past year, two seasons, he has stepped into being numero uno. And so tonight, C.D. Lamb finishes the game with 12 receptions, 116 yards, to go along with one touchdown. When it comes down to receptions, C.D. Lamb, he doubled the next Dallas Cowboy. Jake Ferguson hauled in six passes. C.D. Lamb had himself 12. 116 yards to go along with a touchdown. Over C.D. Lamb's last seven games, 880 yards to go along with seven touchdowns and 63 receptions. Yeah. He is on fire as well. and he has more than 100 yards receiving in 5 out of the last 7 games. C.D. Lamb, he spoke to Amazon Prime's Kelly Harding under the game, and this is what C.D. had to say.
C.D., every game this season, you guys have beat your opponents at home by more than 20 points until tonight. What did you learn about your group as you gutted this one out?
Proper preparation. You know, coming into the game, we knew it was going to be a battle. NFC, you know, it's playoff implications, playoff type atmosphere. Shout out to the fans for coming out here, and we got the job done.
You told me yesterday you believe you are the best receiver in this league. What did you do tonight to continue to prove that?
Just stand on my P's and Q's. You know, I still had a couple plays that I let go through my hands, but, you know, it's all about adversity and bouncing back, and that I feel like I did for my team.
You also said you believe that Dak Prescott is playing like the best quarterback in the NFL. How did he help this offense down the stretch?
I mean, we know we can count on him. Just trusting on us, giving us the deep balls, the one-on-one matchups, believing in us. And the guys up front, you know, they did a hell of a job, excuse my language, but for protecting. You know, not many guys got back there. We just had the time we needed outside to win.
Man, they whooped that ass. This was a complete shootout. Ironically, as I sit here in the studio in D.C. and stare at a million screens, I told you the Dallas Cowboys have won 14 straight home games. The Pistons, tonight they lost to the Knicks, and they have lost 16 straight games. The Knicks beat them 118-112, and two teams going in different directions. Yeah, two different sports, but just ironic to talk about one team on a winning streak, and then the Pistons just in the worst stretch of their franchise's history. Now, let me tell you this, because I did want to temper some expectations here for Dallas Cowboy fans. I mean, go ahead and enjoy it while you got it in front of you. This is the Cowboys' first win this season over a team that was better than 500. Entering into tonight, the Seattle Seahawks had a record of 6-5. Obviously, with the loss, they now fall to 6-6. But if you look at the W's for the Cowboys, the New York Giants, the New York Jets, the New England Patriots, Chargers, the Rams, the Giants again, the Carolina Panthers. Oh, yeah, that's the team that fired their coach this week. Sorry, Frank. They beat Washington, and they just beat Seattle in a shootout. And if you take at their L's, or take a look at their L's, the Cowboys have lost to Arizona, fallen asleep. Man, they got smashed by San Francisco, 42-10. Oh, yeah, and then the other team they lost to, yeah, the division rival in the NFC East. They lost to Philadelphia, 28-23. And so, yes, this was their first win over a team that entered the game better than 500, and it's not going to get easier as we move forward. Philadelphia is up next, Buffalo, Miami, Detroit, and Washington. This is a great warm-up. I guess you want to call it a warm-up for the Dallas Cowboys to close out the season, because, yeah, by the time you get to the real games in the playoffs, they're going to have to beat the Eagles. They're going to have to beat the 49ers. Damn it, they may have to beat, I don't want to say both of them, but they might. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is here from Louisville. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Kevin.
Not like JR. How are you doing, brother?
I'm very well. How are you this evening?
I'm doing really good. I like to see that talk. The Hawks lost, but we play the Baltimore Ravens Christmas Day. That's an interesting game. But before that, we got the Eagles Sunday. You know, I'm an Irish fan. How do you see that playing out?
Say again? What did you – you talk kind of slow there. What do you say?
I'm sorry, JR. I'm driving.
It's okay.
The Eagles Niners Sunday. 425. How do you see it playing out?
Well, I mean, we talked about this game a little bit earlier.
Trent Williams saying it ain't a rematch. It's about beating them. So, I don't know.
Well, the fact this is tough. I don't want to say this is going to have a lot of bearing if they should meet in the postseason again. I'd love to see it, but I'm not going to put too much stock in this game.
Jared, you know what I heard today? Run this past you. Scotty, my buddy, who's an Eagles fan, he said Dallas could get the number one position. I'm like, how's that? They ain't beat nobody. He said, I just saw that on the internet. I'm like, are you kidding me? Over the Eagles and Niners?
Yeah,
it must be a divisional thing. I don't know, but golly, I'm like, okay, we beat them. They beat, you know.
Well, it's not the season. It's very simple. The season isn't over yet. The Dallas Cowboys just improved their record to 9-3.
Exactly.
The Eagles have a record of 10-1. San Francisco has a record of 8-3, and each team has about 6 games left in the season. So we're not done yet.
I know, but we play the Eagles Sunday. We beat them, and then the Eagles have the Cowgirls. Cowgirls, I'm sorry.
Go for it.
We got the Baltimore Ravens, and then a couple of, you know, we got the Rams again. We got the Cardinals again. But I don't see how Dallas would get the one seed. I heard that today. I'm like, there's no way they get the one seed.
I just ran through their record. It's not going to be easy. This is why I say they're going to build something off of this towards the end of the season, because either Dallas is going to go into the playoffs and they're going to feel like they got punched in the mouth by all of these tough-minded teams, or they're going to be able to build confidence. It's going to flow one way or the other. Hey,
well,
Kevin.
You know what Dallas does every year.
Well, Kevin, this is why I say
that. You know what? They got Jerry Jones, so I can't say no more.
Well,
thank you, Kevin.
I'll talk to you later. That's a different conversation. We can play the Jerry Jones is in the way. We can do that conversation every day of the week if we wanted to. I'll just say this. I don't care how the Cowboys finish this season. It's, are y'all going to get past the pressure? Are y'all going to get past the mental block? Are you going to get past the history that everybody reminds you of every postseason? And that the Cowboys look good in the regular season, but when the postseason swings around, are y'all finally going to get over the hump? And Dak Prescott, I don't want to say, is he going to go out there and exercise his postseason demons? I mean, if he's going to continue to play the way that he's going now, you can throw postseason demons out of the window. He might be a regular season MVP. We also know that doesn't guarantee success, but he's feeling himself on a completely different level right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to pick up your call. So feel free to call me up. Let me know your thoughts on the game, the Cowboys. And a matter of fact, we'll hear from Dak Prescott. And then I want to tell you some of the betting odds for Dak Prescott potentially winning MVP. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your show is informative and thought-provoking, and I love that about it. I listen every chance I get, man. Keep it up. It's one of the best shows anywhere.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If we didn't have enough action on Amazon as Dallas beat Seattle 41-35, the crew of Amazon, Tony Gonzalez, Richard Sherman, and Fitzpatrick, Taylor Rooks, Whitworth, they're doing like a lasso competition right now. Hey, Shep, you ever done one of those things? You ever like throw a rope and try to hook somebody in? You ever done that before?
All right, I haven't, but Carissa Thompson is a three-time world champion.
Did she tell you that from her own mouth?
Yes, yes, she did that actually on her Cool Down podcast with Aaron Andrews, which is must listen.
Oh, okay. I had no idea. Thank you for the education.
Of course.
I heard she says things, and sometimes it's not the truth. But
you're being kind in that explanation of Carissa Thompson, JR.
I'm only repeating what she said. That's it. Somebody who is telling plenty of truths right now is Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is talking to the media, but before he did that, Dak Prescott spoke to the great people over at Amazon after going out there onto the field tonight and throwing for 299 yards and three touchdowns after throwing 16 touchdown passes in November, tied for the most in a month in NFL history. Dak Prescott spoke to Amazon, and this is what he had to say.
What a game. Oh, my goodness. Coming down to the end, how do you describe this one?
Yeah, we needed this. Obviously, a close game. Had a lot of games here at home where, you know, the score's gotten out of hand. We've taken over on offense and ran away in the fourth quarter. But back and forth, down at halftime, down in the fourth quarter, and just able to make plays, defense making stops, us getting touchdowns when we need it. Huge game. Just coach always talks about taking a big chunk of confidence and moving forward, and this is a big one for us.
Well, speaking of that confidence right now, I've never seen you play with this level of confidence, competency. Everything is on. You're on fire right now. You're in the zone. We talked about in the pregame show. What do you attribute that to? Mike McCarthy. We talked about those meetings you guys are having. Yeah. What's been going on in there that has you playing like this?
Yeah, just clear communication. When he calls in a play, usually I kind of expect what play's coming in just from situationally, from those meetings that we've had throughout the week. We talk about play caller purpose. You know what he wants in a play caller. Not only do I, the rest of the other 10 guys on the offense do as well. And so, and if you turn on the tape, guys are playing for each other, man. We really have a great bond, great brotherhood. You know, just one example, CD doesn't stay on a block and turns around and TP and just telling him, my fault. And that just shows you that we're truly holding each other accountable and we care about each other's success and can go a long way as long as we continue to build.
Hey, listen, to up the ante a little bit more, I keep telling you about this. It's crazy. 20 touchdown passes since week 8. It's the most in a 6-game span in Dallas Cowboys history. And if you go ahead and take a look at DraftKings, they have updated their odds for anybody to win MVP. And so Jalen Hurts is in the lead right now. He has the best odds, 150, followed by Patrick Mahomes, plus 380, Lamar Jackson, plus 450, and Dak Prescott, quote unquote, he has entered the chat, plus 475. So you put down $100. If he ends up winning MVP, you make that 475. Let's see if he can stay there. I told you about the next several games for the Dallas Cowboys. Not going to be easy. Philadelphia, Buffalo, Miami, Detroit, and closing things out against their division rival, the Washington Commanders. Life is all about balance. And so I'm going to take some calls. And then we'll hear from the dude on the losing side tonight. That would happen to be Geno Smith. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, JR. How you doing tonight, man?
Very well. What's up?
Love your show, man. Well, you said something that caught my. It was very interesting about Dallas. You know, they're 9-3.
You were listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Every year, yeah, we're winning it all. You know, every year. But you know, they're 9-3, and I didn't realize you said they've not. Everybody they beat has a losing record.
Yeah, they've up until tonight. Yeah, this is the first team they've beat that had a winning record entering the game, yes.
I mean, I know you can't tell the future, you know, but how do you kind of see – I mean, your opinion, how do you see this playing out? I mean, do you see this as they becoming a dynasty again like they could in the late 80s?
No.
I don't
know. The only team that I can feel confident in looking at and saying, hey, they have the best window – is the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's because they have the best quarterback. There isn't another team that I look at in the NFL and go, oh, man, yeah, they have the potential. The Chiefs are in the midst of it right now. You know, so, right. Am I going to put trust in Lamar? He ain't even been to the big dance. Am I going to trust, Josh Allen? Well, he turns the ball over too much. So, no, I can't even trust the Dallas Cowboys to do that because they can't even get out of the divisional round. And if I'm being honest, can they go to a championship game? Yeah, sure. I'm just not all that high on them, man. I think the Cowboys will be good. I'm not pegging them as Super Bowl good right now.
I kept thinking with all the injuries that, this year, the injuries have been really bad this year, that might be in their favor if they stay healthy.
Well, I'm not going to say things are pretty open, but the NFL in a general sense, who is the one top team? I don't think there is that one top team. We can think about the top teams. We can go to the Chiefs and obviously Philadelphia. You could put the Cowboys, in that space, the Ravens. But I don't think there's one runaway team that everybody has to go, oh, my God, we should fear them. Put the Niners in there. It's actually good for watching because, look, for all of this, there might be a team that just surprises the hell out of us and goes on a run. So you never know.
It seems like it's a little different now this year. Back when, you had the Mannings and the Bradys and every year you can count on it. It just seems so different now.
Hey, listen, I prefer that than getting a little bit of the same old that we're used to.
Right.
Greg, thank you for calling from Knoxville, man.
I really appreciate it, man. Thank you, JR.
Absolutely. Have a good evening. It's nice to spice things up, right? Somebody does, but most people don't want to eat steak every day. Most people don't want to eat the – well, let me say that. There's some people who are creatures of habit, going to eat the same thing every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But most people want variety, spice things up. I was going to use some other examples about variety and switching things up, but those examples might be inappropriate, so I'll stay away from them. Geno Smith at one point in time on a football field, his production used to be inappropriate. And he played good last year, playing all right this year. Notice I said all right. Tonight he had three touchdowns, all of DK Metcalf, including an interception. He also went out there and threw for 334 yards. I told you life is all about balance. We heard from Dak Prescott, a winner. Let's hear from the unfortunate individual on the losing side, Geno Smith. He talked about the offense and how they performed.
I thought we got into a rhythm early, and then I thought we, came out in the second half and, kind of started out, strong in the second half. But, I wish we would have finished the game a lot better, in those situations when we have the ball, at the end of the game, chance to win it. We usually thrive in those situations, and, we just fell short, of the goal today.
Man, tell somebody to block Micah Parsons next time. I mean, that damn ball was snapped and Micah Parsons was already up in his grill. Geno Smith could have held on to the ball and he would have been driven into the dirt. And then we would have saw another Dallas Cowboys touchdown because somebody would have came through and scooped up the ball. Geno can't do not a damn thing about that. It's unfortunate. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Frankie is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Frankie. Go ahead.
Hey, my name's Rowdy, though. How you doing, JR?
Yeah, I'm excellent. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Well, on the Cowboys, the last five games they have, I only see them winning maybe two. I'm going to give them the Washington game, and then out of the other four, they'll win one of them. That'll put them at 11-6, and then they'll lose the first game in the playoffs like they always do. And as far as Dak Prescott goes, all that MVP talk at the end of the season will be forgotten because we are talking about the Dallas Cowboys, correct?
No, we're talking about the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Well, okay. But year after year, that's what happens. So, anyway, I just want to throw my two cents in on the Cowboys. They will choke, as always.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
You as well, Frankie. Thank you for calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, I mean, of course we're talking about the Cowboys. What else are we talking about? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mac is here from Buffalo. What's up, Mac? You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Mac, you're live on the radio. Hey, Shep, isn't Mac on medication?
Yeah, she said it was best for her, according to her doctor, not to stay up so late. So when she does call, we don't want to ever throw her off rhythm. So you were gracious to take her call, but it's good that she didn't, because that means she is sleeping, which she needs right now.
The next time she calls up, can you tell her to take her ass to sleep? That's not your job, right? You can't do that.
I can do that. I don't want to get in her way of one of her passions in life, which is listening to JR Sport Brief. So who am I to stand in her way?
She can listen to the show. She don't got a call.
Wait, hold on. I think Mac's calling right back. Hold on.
Oh, my God. The hell is this? What, I wake up?
This He's lady. There.
This lady called. This lady, is she here?
Yes, she's on. Mac, you got a minute.
Well.
Why are you awake?
I'm awake because I had a leg cramp. My doctor said that it's okay for me to walk around a little bit when I get cramps. Because I think I told I told my man Shep that I have lupus, and so every once in a while, the cramps will get to me, and I have to get out of bed and take a little walk down the hall and back. I'll slow down. I'll take a breath.
You can't slow down. You now have to, like, wait through the break, okay? Because
that's cool. I'll wait to the break. I'm sorry I dozed off. I had a little cat nap when I heard something going, Mac. And I'm like, oops, I fell asleep. But I'll wait through the break.
Okay. All right. It's Shep, please put on hold. Thank you. This is why the doctor says she needs to sleep. Like, do I even take a call on the other side?
I want to give Mac the benefit of the doubt and say
I feel like I'm an enabler.
She doesn't call a lot these days, so I feel like, you know, it's like on Christmas, do you give your kid like the candy they always want or the gift they always want? No. Okay, then we don't. No. I have a soft spot for Mac, so
I want her to be healthy.
I do too.
Hey, listen, we're gonna take a healthy amount of calls. We'll talk to Mac. We're going to hear from DK Metcalf and Pete Carroll and you here on CBS Sports Radio. Congrats to the Cowboys for now.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com and save 40% site-wide. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.